Hi guys, welcome to the No Filters Pod, and I'm so excited to be here today because football is back. Today, I'm here with two of my personal persons. To my left, I have someone you have always been listening to. You are just listening to his voice, but now you have the opportunity to what? To see his face. And I'll give him the opportunity to introduce himself again, his first time on camera. Let's go.
Hi guys, I'm Ololade and I'm very, very excited to be here. Football is back. We are here to discuss many things on the episode and I'm so excited to be here.
Now football can't even come back. If football don't come back, you won't come on the show.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? I like this guy. Are you for real?
Bro, for real, man.
Can you all see?
But actually, McLaren Korea will be in I carrying the commercial for the show.
I'm really happy to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm also happy.
Thank you for coming. And on my right hand side, I have.
Hi guys, this is Barry again. Welcome back to the No Filters Pod. Today, we'll be looking at the upcoming football season and we'll be doing it with the full house. Welcome to the show, bro.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the show. You don't drop so many bangers. So this is the face to the octopus as we predicting and everything.
So I welcome you guys on the show. Thank you for coming. I really appreciate seeing you guys today. Mm-hmm. And today, as you all know, this weekend, football is back, as I have said before.
Yeah.
And we are starting with transfer windows. Now, let's look at the transfer windows. Let me ask you, Lolade, what do you have to say with the transfer window going on at this summer break?
I don't think there's been enough transfer delays like the last season. But there has been some massive ones like for Man U actually.
Okay.
I love their business. The businesses they've done recently. It's not been like the past where Man U side players, BBC, Antony. How much they sign? 100 million or something. Yeah.
I don't think they bought anybody for like over 15 million this season. Their business has been very, very impressive. They buy like players who they actually need. Mm. But nobody said they overspend.
I get.
But do you think that has to do with the new chairman or the CEO?
Definitely now. Mm.
So let me ask you, Lolade, what do you have to say about Chelsea?
Those guys, just the side players anyhow.
Everybody.
Since the takeover, there has been like 40 players coming into Chelsea.
40 players.
40 players, bro. How?
We didn't buy.
I think recently they signed Neto. What do you think about Neto. Playing on the wing for Chelsea?
I think Neto is an improvement on Sterling on the wing for them.
Okay.
But overall, do you think like they are doing any serious business that is putting them on like a strong season, like contending and stuff?
This season, I don't think so. Probably one or two seasons after.
That kind of thing.
They are building.
Yes, they are building for the future.
So, let me now ask you, Barry. Premier League is starting this weekend. Football is back, as I have said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think will win the Premier League this season? Without even starting a match already.
God, they put me on the spot though. If it's something I have to put my money on, definitely I have to go with the favorites. Manchester City.
Okay.
I'm a Man United fan, but for sure, if you look on paper, they are definitely still the strongest team and the most experienced winner right now. Squad, coach. Their squad has won it 4 times in a row.
That's amazing.
Guys, that's too much.
Too much.
Premier League is basically a farmer's league. Being a farmer's league, I tell you. But so far now, that's a massive team. They've not really reinforced. They've lost Alvarez to Atletico Madrid. And it's not like they bought another striker. But that's not enough for me to say Guardiola doesn't know what he's doing. Okay, he definitely
knows what he's doing.
Even though he lets Alvarez go, he knows what he's doing.
Actually, he signed someone. Savio from
Savio.
Now we know Savio name. But the owner that Savio, when he comes back, it's Savio.
I he played. He had the opportunity to come on against in the competition. Yeah. He had the opportunity to come on. And what do you think about his performance? Did you watch the match?
Okay. I was on the road coming here, bro. Oh,
I actually watched the match.
Okay.
And Savio? I just called him Savio. He actually performed, but I think at that final, Manchester United outclassed them.
We're just unlucky.
We outclassed them. Those guys.
That's one of the main reasons I think whatever business Man United did over the summer is legit business. Because you actually watched Man United play. You wanted to kill them.
Wait.
So many things.
Who they start? Who has to start?
Okay.
They see Oscar Bob.
De Bruyne entered now.
He entered, not start.
But Alan started now.
So are you saying are you saying they used their second team?
Mixed with like five or six senior players.
Aside from using their second team, I just feel like Man United actually played solid football. Yeah. Like I've been watching Man United over the years now. Like what they played on that day was different, guy. They were exploiting spaces and like passes that. So you know, Sabi made this kind of passes before. I swear now. You can definitely see the improvements.
Okay, guys, still speaking on transfer window.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about Endrick? The what did they used to call him? I think the beautiful Pele or what?
Wonderkid.
What do you have to say about Endrick entering the Madrid team?
Endrick in the Madrid team, bro. I don't think he can be a starter for now.
Okay.
Because he can't bench Mbappe. There's Ara Gule and there's Agula and there's Rodrigo too.
Okay.
So entry probably when the league is probably getting to a fit to an end.
They've already secured it.
Exactly. Or when the Champions League is getting tougher and they need to bench players, entry could
to rest players.
Yes. Entry could call me. But for now, it's a wonderful signing for them actually.
Yes. I think he has like a bright future.
Very, very bright.
Because I've been looking at his highlights and people are criticizing him a lot.
Yes.
For playing nonsense.
they are kind of like criticizing that not too much hype. People are saying like his performance doesn't want the hype around him. Like from what I've seen, I would definitely say his promotion team, his agency, his media, they are trying. He's a big baller for anybody to turn professional football player at the age of, I think it was at the age of 16. Then you're a big baller. Other guards start done professional 14.
Bro,
Yamal, baller.
I swear.
One of the greatest
back at this season.
Eh?
Child abuse, like child labor. What's the call? Bro, that guy, and I go carry them.
Baka is trying all their best
today.
Bring Nico to link up
with Yamal. I think today I already saw the news that they signed Nico.
They haven't. There is a lot of like.
What's our bro?
I think Fabrizio tweeted it today.
Yeah.
Wow. I saw it this morning.
Then if they make that kind of move, I think Baka is on the path to put themselves back on the map because all those guys are guy good.
So do you think they will like win the league?
I'm telling you that Baka, they still day or two. They are trying to get back on the track. I'm saying if they're able to secure a player like Nico Williams, then they are making the right move. Shake them because we've already seen that those two guys, if you have those two guys up front, you can win things. I know these guys are under the age of 20. That is crazy. Shake them. But still right now, they signed Omo, but they cannot register Omo because they still need to offload players. They are still making some stupid business decisions. You know how much they spent on Daniel Omo? But because of his performance, they just won't bring him and they need to revenue that image and everything. But they are still in hot soup. They are just trying to get on the track. I was talking about Endrick, but that people are saying his performance is not worth the hype. To a level, I think the hype is also too much. And I think it might be detrimental to his career. Odegaard literally like took the same parts. Their parts are kind of like the same. Odegaard blew. in Norway at 16. He actually started playing professional football, as you said, at 14. She get, but he blew then. Madrid bought him. But he couldn't break into the Madrid team. Now, Ogo, now better player, but just as you said that Hendrick, before Hendrick can see any playing time, that means they need to rest players or they want to play small, small teams. So, this now was the same thing Odegaard faced. And they have to shift first to Odegaard to Risto, say that. They now shift him back to Eredivisie. Before he now found his place in Arsenal. So, to me, I just feel like Hendrick still has a lot ahead of him. Now, I wonder, Kido. But to me, his breakthrough is not particularly at Real Madrid.
Let's go back to PL. Who are the contenders for Premier League this season? Do you think Man U is a contender?
Man U.
Based on the transfer window.
Yeah, Man U are contenders, actually.
Top 4, top 3, top 2?
No, not top 3.
top 5. Why are your top 3s?
My top 3. Arsenal number 1. I want to be delusional, bro.
Oh my God, you said Arsenal.
I want to be delusional this season again.
Who would you say are the biggest clubs in the world right now? Barcelona or Real Madrid? Personally, for me, it would be in between Arsenal or... What? What's wrong with Arsenal?
God, he said Arsenal.
Relax.
Okay.
I'm tired of the league. I'm tired of Man City dominating the league.
Wait, which club do they support? Now, I want you to come out as a Gunners fan. Support him.
Listen to the guest.
You are confessing. You are also. Can you imagine?
But why do you support Arsenal so much?
I'm not an Arsenal fan. I'm not supporting Arsenal.
Throughout last season, your prediction was that Arsenal is going to win.
Yes.
I see people pull up your comments.
Sure.
You remember Arsenal to win.
I think he just tired of Man City winning.
No. Arsenal are the next best team. Okay. After Man City, they are the only ones that can
challenge. What about Liverpool?
Bro, have you seen Liverpool and a slot ball? Even without club, guy, they've been balling this.
They've been balling.
They beat Serbia and friendly.
They beat you, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yes,
they beat us in that.
So friendly this season, bro.
Why they drop Liverpool is because they just switched club. Though their style of play is kind of similar, but the way they adapted this slot ball is crazy. And they are like optimizing and they are delivering results, even though it is preseason.
I was about to say that.
So with the way they optimized and they quickly adapt to and slot ball, may I feel say like they are still like contender caliber, even though there might be a surprise waiting for and slot. It's his first season in the Premier League. So definitely some small clubs say go see shock and we go look say, how this person beats me. I feel like they are still like top 4.
Yeah, they've done well in preseason. But let me finish with my top 4. With my top contenders. Yeah. We have Arsenal. Okay. Again.
Number one.
Champions. Man City.
Say that champions. Say butlers.
No. Number 2, Man City. 3, Liverpool actually. Because you said, I feel Arsenal will be successful at Liverpool.
You feel like you even performed at Ten Hag this season.
At Ten Hag, bro. Okay. As you're not gone on injury, a lot will still go on injury, bro.
But I think they just signed Delete. What do you think about Delete?
Delete is definitely an upgrade to Yoro. This Yoro that I said has gone on injury. We have Delete now.
Delete and Martinez.
Delete is not better than Yoro. Delete has more experience than Yoro now.
But then they chop it for
Bayern. I'll take Yoro over Delete.
Definitely, bro.
But Delete is still.
You can say Delete is an upgrade on Bradley. Okay. Where they want to sell for 75 million.
75?
Another Maguire.
They want scam money.
They want money.
They get plenty of problems. They said they will dump their points again at the beginning of the season.
Then guys balance books. Then they find. Why you think they sell Onana for 50 million? Bro.
That guy played a lot. Yeah. He tried for them.
Sweat.
He tried for them.
So, Arsenal, Man City, Liverpool.
One more. Okay, it's right in front of you. Why you know if you just talk Man U?
Tottenham.
This guy is now.
So you are not picking Man U. Problems will still come. You face a lot of problems.
Like I'm medical very problems. Sure.
Medical problems, bro. You know.
Let's hear your top four, Barry.
My top four. I won't be biased. Definitely, if I'll put my money anytime, any day, Man City number one. That's not number one. Get that. Man City number one. My number two, based on activity this summer transfer window.
Okay.
The only hesitation I had before naming that is that mine did not really make any addition into their
attack.
The additions they made is not impressive.
I think they still have to sign
Zexy now. They signed Zexy.
Zexy is not enough. It's not the, like, Zexy is an upgrade on Holland.
Hmm.
Is it like a total upgrade on Holland?
No, I feel they are different profiles. When Zexy was at Bologna, it was like a false nine, just roaming around the gate. But Holland is more of a target man, I think.
I've seen some similarities in their game. The way you said Oilon is more of a target man, in that the things I saw of Oilon last season is that he knows how to create goals for himself. Most of his goals that I've seen are like, no, alone, went out for himself. Chicken, and I've seen Zexy doing the same thing. Zexy now, like, he knows how to move inside the box. I've not really seen him playing with his back to the goal, but if you see space, and you give a ball like this, he go nowhere, he go like this. Better shots.
And it's technical.
Like people with his touch. It's technical. So I've seen similarities. So I just feel like he wants for Zexy because he wants to still use that same type of striker, but have like a rotation system.
Okay.
I don't really think Zexy is an upgrade on Oilon. Or like even because with the way Rashford is underperforming, the way Sancho is underperforming, Man U's forward. Still not like contender level.
What do you not think? Do you think Man United will like change their formation, like maybe like 4-4-2, starting a double striker?
Then I would like Rashford to sit down if he's in that case. Just use both Zexy and Oil on front.
Okay, then we'll be on the left.
On the left, Garnacho. On the right, leave Antonio.
Antonio, I'm mad.
I think watching Ahmad recently. Ahmad has been performing every match. He has been playing good football.
Me and you had a convo.
I said Ahmad was not a starter. That he's not going to start. But now, looking at the way Ten Hag is like starting him and the way he's performing, he's definitely a starter. He's a starter. He will start because the guy has been performing.
Sure.
This last match that we played against what's his name, Man City, he played beautiful football. It was a pass that him and Bruno, the link up was crazy. Like now I believe he's a starter. Yes, the loan really.
So if I like what you said. So if they are actually going to go 4-4-2. I want Rashford to sit down. And either ways, Garnacho, Ahmad, put those two new guys, put them up front. Let's use something new. Let's not just keep like recycling Rashford and Rashford. He's giving us the same results over and over again.
But do you think like Ten Hag is a coach to like try new options? Like, will he want to take that risk?
I'm not sure. I think he will still stick to his Rashford.
He believes in Rashford.
I think he will stick to Rashford. I would just hope that at some point in the season, Rashford gets back to his own self and just produce something.
He made a comment on the misses, on Rashford misses. He said he's glad he's getting into those positions. And let's see now.
Make
those positions. There's like he's glad he's in that position to miss.
He lives in him.
That very soon he'll get his goals. Let's see, Rashford. We hope you surprise us this season.
Mental stuff.
So now, since talking about contenders,
who are your own top contenders? Me, I've mentioned Man City, Man U, And I'll put Liverpool. Chelsea is nowhere near anything that is ready to play serious football. Because I
Liverpool had the pass.
Sorry. Sorry, Man City. Let me not be biased. Let me just call me my true self. Man City, Arsenal, Man United, Liverpool. Now,
Liverpool ahead of Man U, bro.
Yes, definitely. Yes, I'm putting my faith in my club. What do you expect? Do you want me to say Liverpool will be above Man United? Like, I like what they are doing. That's why I said I like what I actually like what Man U is doing this season.
Mm. Now, let's go to Real Madrid.
Wait,
okay,
who'll be your contenders?
Oh. Yes, exactly.
Okay, my contenders,
Man U number one.
How do you know?
I know. I know.
Looking at my transfers, looking at Manchester United transfers, they've been like making some move. As I've said earlier, and I believe they are ready to contend. You get look at Bruno. Look at what he played in that final. It was amazing. Yeah. And if we can continue like that, if we can continue with that play, look at Fulham. Now we have Delit at back. Delit Martinez. That is a strong combination. Oh, yeah. Yes, at the back. So I think if defense is secured, now we have to believe in our attackers.
Do you think the midfield is secured? They're not like go
after the midfield. But I think they are still planning, and I'm sure it's
still happening. I thought you guys signed Ngakoue.
We've not.
You haven't.
We haven't.
You've been chasing that guy for like forever.
We don't know yet, but I hope we get him. If we can get somebody like that, then midfield is secured.
I would have put Mario among the top fours. Among the top four.
We had Ngakoue.
No, not because of Ugarte. So why? Like, you can't just sign how many players within a transfer window and expect them to do
like to fit in into
that. Why you mentioned Chelsea?
Chelsea. I don't know, next season.
Okay.
Or when January comes in, I will see the kind of incomings Man U are bringing in. Maybe.
You start considering them as
contenders. Like next season. But I've been hearing a lot.
This season. No, next season.
But I've been hearing a lot about Osimhen. Is he coming to Chelsea?
Osimhen to Chelsea.
Chelsea, but we will never. What I heard is that he has told Napoli that he wants to leave because Napoli is like really interested in Lukaku. But the problem is that he hasn't found a club for himself. Definitely Chelsea must have approached him, but he's just not interested in their projects. Maybe he will go from Napoli to Chelsea, playing with who as Chelsea.
No, actually,
to me, his perfect fit is Arsenal. That is
Arsenal needing. They need him.
Like, definitely
not. Jesus gives you the title. Nketiah, who should be playing at Crystal Palace. Bro, Gabriel Jesus cannot give you a title.
But he will give you goals.
Which goals? How many goals Gabriel Jesus did them? Jesus did score.
He performs.
If PSG are very serious,
okay.
At least for him to at least get to the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals stage and upwards, probably winning for them.
I would want for Osimhen to maybe be the one to break the PSG course. But anybody that wins Champions
League, even Messi didn't do it.
Even Messi didn't do it.
Verratti for last years. Ibrahimovic, he did it.
Ibrahimovic,
Baba, PSG course, he outweigh
K course.
Their own course, he every basket course because K is not at least win preseason. He refused to meet the trophy. I saw the two that.
Sure, he no carry
him. He said, "Man, he carry the trophy." He said, "Man, he carry."
I saw something. I think Osimhen, he didn't collect his medal for the Olympics.
Olise, okay.
Yeah, he didn't collect his medal. And they were like, well, Olise, it's better you collect your medal now. You know you're playing
with Harry Kane.
There's no more medals for you.
No more medals for you.
Collect that one now.
Man.
But.
Well, talking about Champions League, yeah?
Yeah.
With Mbappe, Bellingham, Vinicius, Rodrigo,
Modric. Bro, do you think this is Mbappe Champions League loading?
If you do not think so, then you should stop watching football.
Back to back mm-hmm. five times in a row. Break the Ronaldo jinx. That Ronaldo team record.
Yeah, it is possible. It is very possible.
Lolade, you know, you said earlier in one of our podcasts, you said the only person that can give Madrid problem is Man City.
Yes.
And they actually played, but Man City still what? They conquered. So I'm asking you again, what do you think with the squad that Madrid is having now, what do you think will give them problem again in the Champions League?
In the Champions League, who can give them problem? Still Man City. Man City and probably...
Why you not talk Arsenal?
Arsenal.
Relax. Relax.
Why you don't talk Arsenal? You've been shouting Arsenal since.
Yeah. Arsenal, like, they don't get experience for this Champions League. Last season, they could have eliminated Bayern Munich.
But because
of the experience,
Okay.
It was obvious. Bayern outclassed them with experience.
So, but you believe they have the experience to win
the Premier League? To win the Premier League. Bro, they've bottled it twice. Liverpool bottled it once. Came back the next season, won it.
Arsenal, I will still put my money on that. Arsenal will score a trick. So, bottle this the third time on the road.
I accept that. Arsenal fans should just give up on supporting the club.
That kind of
thing. I swear, yeah, the bottle now.
Mad at break.
Yeah. Bro, sack at it.
Now, for where you go, you all say village people, they don't matter. Anything we make Arsenal sack at it, they are going back to.
I'm telling you. They relegate.
Me, I know for sure that Arsenal are like a better team than Man currently. And Arteta put them on that part. They must be crazy. They sat Arteta.
Sure.
So now we know your predictions for the Premier League.
Definitely, bro.
What about your Champions League?
My Champions League. You still they ask. Madrid.
What about Bayern?
Madrid.
You know, the previous episode, I was on the vibe that Super Story go out. Now they don't bomb me. Anybody know it might still happen, but see, guy, it's just as it was last season that it was crystal clear that it is this Real Madrid that is going to win the Champions League. That's how it's even clearer now. Just a clear ball.
<Yeah. laughs>
It's too clear. Mass is the Guardiola. I respect Guardiola, and I know that you definitely put up a fight.
Definitely, you put up a fight.
But Real Madrid made an enormous addition. Addition that is above any other addition. Mbappe.
As you all know, I'm the king of prediction.
Swale, you know.
So, my top four contenders for Premier League, I'll say Manchester United.
They're supposed to flog you, but I hear you.
That's right.
I hear you. Say Manchester bias. United.
It's mine.
I just want to have trust in Ten Hag.
Yeah, since this particular night, I put my trust in Ten Hag.
I thought I was delusional.
You are about delusional now.
They don't know.
I put my trust in Ten Hag. At least top four. We'll make top four. If not number one, we'll make top four. Then let's go. Man City, Arsenal. Man U, Liverpool.
Man U,
my top four. Then for my Champions League.
You said it's around Real Madrid.
I would have said Atletico Madrid. Why are you not going for Atletico Madrid, Lolade?
Atletico Madrid. They are not promoted.
Even with Alvarez.
Wait, we cannot just say Real Madrid and winners. We need to actually name real contenders. Okay, I said Man City now. I think Inter too. Inter has been like a top footballing team for the past
Inter.
Yes, now.
Atletico Madrid.
I don't believe in Inter. I believe more in Atletico Madrid based on their signings.
Yeah, I'll put it down. Okay, because they are Alvarez and Galaga.
Let's take a quick switch to this coming final. Of I think the Super Cup against Madrid and Atlanta. Who do you think is winning?
Madrid. Why?
No, I thought that of course.
Look, man. You forget.
Bakun scored like 5 goals in that match.
He's hungry. Have you seen his training recently?
He's hungry. He wants to score goals.
He wants to win the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
That's why he's in Madrid.
He should be the front runner. He's the most worthy player for my own face. So the only reason why he's not in this debate is because he spent last season at PSG. Imagine Carvajal being in the Ballon d'Or debate. Rodri being in the debate. He's the best player in the world.
But I think Bellingham is in front. Now, Bellingham, Vini. I think they are.
Because Mbappe was not at Real Madrid last season. That's why they are in the topic. I'm telling you that Carvajal also entered the conversation. Imagine the years that Ronaldo was at Real Madrid. Carvajal or Marcelo don't enter the convo before.
That team of the year then go enter now. But let's not forget that Carvajal also won the Euros.
He won the Euros.
So won the Premier League. I think these are some criteria that they include.
Winners. Mbappe should be on the front.
I'm expecting him to win the Ballon d'Or this season though.
Me too. He's winning the La Liga. He's winning Champions League. So what else? We've already name dropped them for all those. What else?
So guys, this is the end of today's episode on No Filters Pod. And before we go, we are hosting a Fantasy Premier League for you guys to engage yourself and participate in it, because there are exciting prizes for you to win at the end of the season, and also there are exciting prizes and rewards to win for Manager of the Month. So we want you guys to participate. Our link is in our description below and also in the bio. So make sure you click and join. We'll see you guys on the next episode. And make sure you what?
Like, subscribe.
And make sure you comment to No Filters with Barry. Thank you guys.